Hi, everybody. It is me. I haven't talked to any of you for a while, so I just want to say pop in during this season of seasons and holiday stuff. Just pop in and say hi. I know that for a lot of people, the holidays aren't a festive festival fest, and it's not always super fun for a lot of people, but I want to say that that's normal. You know, what's funny is that the analogy that comes to mind is like at tax time, everybody agrees taxes suck. And we can all agree, it's tax time, yikes, hate it. But the holidays, a lot of people do not enjoy and don't feel happy during the holiday time. But we're all supposed to pretend like it's super awesome. So that's the ironic situation that we find ourselves in the holidays. I think because we don't have that sense of, yeah, nobody likes this. Because in a way, some people do like some of it. And some people like all of it, I guess. But it's a really difficult time. You're seeing relatives you haven't seen for a while. You come into a situation where you're supposed to be all jolly, and it's really hard. And there are images on all the shows that suggest you should be having, you know, a wonderful romantic relationship or connecting with somebody in some romantic manner, and or you should be happy and wearing adorable sweaters while you eat yummy food around a big table, and it's just going to be great. And so I'd like to just, let's level set a little bit about the holidays. One thing about the, you know, some of the origin of the festivals that are around this time of year are tied back to the solstice, the winter solstice. So the winter solstice, as you, I'm sure some of you probably know, is the shortest amount of daylight in the year and the longest night. So the solstice, which lands around the 20th, 21st, 22nd, around there, of December every year, so right before the actual Christmas day, which was yesterday in my world, but I didn't get around to making this yesterday, or the day before, so here we are. The solstice, that time where there is more night than day, that can be really challenging. You know, of course, seasonal affective disorder is a challenge. But I think a big part of why we feel so stressed in that is that there's this expectation that we should be running around being really super jolly, aka very yang, very out, very energetically putting energy outward, while our bodies and nature are saying, slow down, go within, be introspective. Because that time of year when there is so much night instead of so much day is symbolically, and I would say probably biochemically, a time to be introspective, to settle in, to be snuggled up around a fire, trying to survive the elements. And when there's social pressures to be very energetic and entertaining and decorative and all of these things, just like go, 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 and be, and have, and give, fun, all of that in the middle of a time when we are biochemically being drawn within is a point of friction, and it can be really challenging. So if you find yourself extra introspective at this time of year, I think that's probably in alignment with our natural state, what nature would ask us to do. But at the same time, all of the lights and the candles and the fire in the fireplace and all of those things are also very symbolic at this time of year of welcoming the sun back. Because the good news of the winter solstice, even though it is the longest night of the year and the shortest amount of daylight, Immediately following that, the sun starts coming back, minutes by minutes accumulating every day. So we'll get a little bit more light and a little bit more light and a little bit more light, continuously increasing until summer solstice in June. So June 22nd or something, around in there as well. So every day from now until late June, we will be gaining light. Every day will be a little bit more light than the day before. So keep that in mind. This is also a really positive thing, really positive reemergence. So even though the first day of actual winter is sometimes thinking, oh my gosh, hasn't it already been winter? I mean, dang, it's been cold and snowy and and now it's winter? Well, the cool thing about that is that first day of winter is also the first day of the return to the sun coming back. So if you allow yourself to feel the way you feel, and be the way you are, rather than projecting yourself in competition or in comparison to somebody else's Facebook page, I always say, you know, if you're comparing yourself to somebody else's Facebook profile, then you're comparing yourself to the pretend version of their best day as compared to your actual real life. So don't fall for it. Yes, it is true. Some people really, really get into the holidays. They really love it. They love everything about it. They're just like epically making endless amounts of cookies. And that's awesome. It really is awesome. But it's not the only way to experience the holidays. And as we all know, those people can be super annoying. Let's be honest. Nah, they're good. They're good people too. And I'm glad that they exist. But your way of doing it is okay too. And as a natural introvert myself, meaning a person who charges my batteries by being alone rather than being in a group. Some people charge their batteries by being around other people, and those are called extroverts. Some people recharge their personal batteries by being alone, and those are called introverts. It doesn't mean that extroverts, like people more than introverts. It just means that the way that they get themselves feeling energized is different. So I'm what they call an outgoing introvert, which means I'm a person who's very social. I like to chit chat with people, but at a certain point I'm like, okay, I'm done. I have to go be by myself now. And in order to recharge, and I won't lie, I sometimes envy extroverts who can be out in the world and actually get more charged up. I think that seems like that would be cool, but I'm sure it has its downsides as well. But so if you are finding yourself feeling introverted right now and want to just get a big snuggly blanket and sit on a couch and listen to some podcasts or watch some shows or figure out how to crochet or do some crocheting. One thing that I've been doing this holiday season is just sitting and doing crafting and letting myself, you know, have some podcasts or some Netflix or whatever running kind of in the background, something that doesn't require a lot of attention, just to sort of keep me company while I work on little crafts or figure out how to thread my serger without throwing things around and breaking things. But I have a couple times successfully used my serger this year. That's pretty amazing. It's a major accomplishment for any of you who have sergers. Perhaps you can relate. Excuse my little cough and excuse my little sore throat. One of the things that I've been experiencing this season is a bout of some bit of flu and a cold, and I usually don't. I've been fortunate to not have to be sick very often the last few years, but here we go. Once in a while, you guys to have one of those flus and one of those colds, just to remember what it's like. Or at least that's what happened. So all good. So some ways to make the holidays more enjoyable for yourself or more meaningful. I would say it's not about always being happy. Sometimes it's about just feeling the meaning inherent in things. And so one of the, if you look at the underlying intention of this holiday season with, there is a sense of needing to bring back the light. So if you need to, you know, keeping a couple extra lights on in the house, even though it's a little more electricity, consider it a necessary offering to yourself to keep your spirits up. Never hurts to get one of those lights that, I can't think what they're called, but you know, those little lights for seasonal affective disorder. I have one of those. I use that this time of year often. This year I haven't as much. I've sort of, haven't experienced as much anhedonia as I sometimes do this time of year. Anhedonia meaning is, for those of you who aren't familiar with that word, it basically means not liking anything when you just feel like, I don't enjoy anything. So I haven't experienced that this year as much. So, but those lights can be very helpful because we are responding biochemically. But I think the other part of it too is to give yourself permission to take a break and not feel pressured to fit yourself into some kind of a fantasy created by some, you know, television or movie producing people that everything's going to be like, la la la, oh, I just want to sing carols and drink eggnog and be with all of my loved ones. It's not, you know, sometimes we don't have a ton of people we want to hang out with right then. And if you are a person who wants to hang out with people, and you don't have a bunch of people to hang out with right now, just set the intention, knowing that this isn't the last Christmas you'll ever have, or the last holiday, or the last Hanukkah, the last solstice, the last all the different things, all the different ways that we can celebrate or acknowledge this. I love that Amy Sedaris commercial recently, where she said at the end of the commercial, she says, I'm Amy Sedaris and I acknowledge the holidays. I think that's an excellent, I could just relate to her when she said that, because I was like, yeah, I'm acknowledging them. I'm not pretending they aren't here. I'm engaging with them. But don't feel like you have to meet some sort of ideal that isn't even real. It might be a thing for some people, and that's great, it's also very true that this can be a very hard time, really hard time for a lot of people, because of the fact that we're supposed to pretend that it's not a hard time. Referring back to the tax time thing where we can all agree, blah, hate it, right? I'm sure even people who work for the IRS do not like tax season because they have, you know, probably have to work extra. So everybody agrees, yuck, don't like it. But the holidays, people don't realize that there's a lot of people who aren't loving it or are feeling a lot of stress and tension in it. So acknowledging that, yep, this is a stressful time, and not having to pretend that it's not a stressful time, I think is really the way that we create a sense of community about that. It's great when people like it, but if you are a person who really gets into it, don't look at people who aren't into it as if they're doing it wrong. You know, use all that joy and positivity to give them a non-judgmental side hug and a candy cane, or a not candy cane. Yeah, so that is part of my riff on this time of year. But if you want, one of the ways that I've definitely seen to help yourself feel better in the middle of these kinds of times is to do something for someone else in a way, especially a way that they don't have to say thank you for. For instance, grab a couple extra cans when you're at the grocery store and drop them off at a food bank. Don't feel like it has to be some grand gesture. You're doing it as just a little bit of an exercise of thinking of someone other than yourself, which is one of the main ways that people begin to feel better. It's kind of the paradox is that when you are kind and think of others, it will make you feel better. And so it is, in that sense, you can call it selfish, but pretending that we are ever selfless is, first of all, pretty false, and second of all, not even a good thing. If you think you have to be selfless in order to be meaningful in the world, you're assuming that your purpose and your value is not as important as someone else's, which in a reverse back kind of on the surface paradoxical way is really saying that you are more special than them. If you realize that you need help and love and support just as much as everyone else, then you're being honest about the fact that you are one of the humans. We all need that. If we say that, oh, I'm always going to put myself last, what I'm really saying is I'm so dang strong and special that I can put myself last. But if you realize, nope, I'm not going to put myself last, I'm going to put myself right there in the middle with everyone, acknowledging that I have needs too, then you're having true humility about the fact that you're just one of us humans and you need love and support also. So acknowledge that you need love and support, and then give a little bit of extra love and support to someone else. And this time of year can be helpful to remind people to try that. People say, well, this is just, why shouldn't people be like this all year round? Well, yeah, that would be great. But the nice thing about having this time of year is sometimes it reminds people to get back on track with thinking of others and also thinking of their own self-care in a way that maybe they just, you know, got distracted from over the course of the year. So rather than seeing, oh, it shouldn't just be one time a year, well, it shouldn't. Let it be any time of year. And if this is one of the times of year when that can be when you can be reminded to do that, then awesome. Then that's a value of this. So, and then, yeah, see if you can carry it a bit throughout. So, thank you all, and I'm glad to touch base, and wishing you all a wonderful life. Talk to you soon.